you be the one to continue the public hearing?
Yes. We began a public hearing at last session of council on the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District with a proposed annexation of the Double Bridges development. And at the time, the resolution that was before council in proposed form contained a legal description of the land that would be included of some 48 acres, I think. Through the process of that initial hearing, what came forward from the public is that there were seven specifically subdivided lots that would actually receive service, not the entire 40-some acres. So the request from the public was to amend the legal description from the 40-some acres down to the seven lots that the county wanted to serve. And council continued it for a week to allow an opportunity for the engineering department to revise that legal description. And we'll have Mr. Ashman bring us up to date on what's happened since then. Then we'll open it up to anyone from the public who would like to be heard.
Recap, basically, real quickly from last week was, I think not only the audience, but obviously the council had asked us to come back with the seven-lot proposal. We went back to the engineers and requested a legal description from them and a parcel layout to be overlaid on our maps to present to you today. This is Ocean Farm, Neptune Drive. These are the seven lots as they're laid out now and how we will do the resolution. Other than that, I believe that pretty well covers.
Any questions from council for Mr. Ashman? Mr. Griffin?
Is there anyone here from the public who would like to be heard concerning this resolution to extend the boundaries of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District to encompass the seven subdivided lots that are shown in yellow on the plot that is exhibited on the board there? Let the record show that no one asked to be recognized. We will conclude the public hearing. The title of this resolution is Resolution to Extend the Boundary of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District to encompass parcel of land along County Road 363, Double Bridges Road, west of Ocean Farm, contiguous to the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District. And the land that is included is set forth on the amended legal description as being the seven lots involved and cross-hatched and shown in yellow.
Could I get a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the Double Bridges annexation as amended. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Oh, my.
Good afternoon. My second item on the agenda is sort of a review of the petition for the Woodlands of Millsboro. On June 3rd, 2008, County Council approved the circulation of petitions to establish the sanitary sewer district for the Woodlands of Millsboro subdivision. And on June 23rd, the engineering department began its circulation of petitions to property owners, residents, and the homeowners association. On July the 3rd, we received 68 signed and valid petitions back from those property owners. Since that time, we've been evaluating their existing system, which is failing, and working with the town of Millsboro on an agreement to treat and dispose the wastewater from that community. We do not at this time have that agreement signed, but we are in the process. This is one of our projects that has been approved for stimulus money, and therefore we're sort of expediting it as long as fast as we can. We feel the amount of debt forgiveness that we've gotten that makes this project somewhat affordable. And we also have received promise of a grant from USDA. One second. The existing treatment plant has been surfacing, and DNRAC has withheld violations since there appears to be a solution with the county. Those of you that are not familiar, this is the subdivision, the Woodlands of Millsboro. This is Parker Block. This is Route 24. Our proposal now is to build a pump station down in this corner, force main up to an existing pump station for the town of Millsboro.
Any questions for Mr. Ashman?
Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
Who put the system in that's failing?
Developer.
Utility system thing.
Is that one of those private
systems? Same people that have done Woods on Herring Creek and...
And so all this density here was approved based on the availability of sewer, or how's it had?
I think these are generally half-acre lots.
They are?
Pretty good-sized lots.
They are? Okay. All right. Just asking for some background. Thank you.
My question, John, is, and Mike, why don't you come up, because it probably... I've never liked, you know, when we don't have a sewer system in this area and we come in with a little project like this. Seems to me like more of a headache for you guys. I mean, you really don't need this. And can't the town get stimulus money to do that? This is, I hate to see my tax dollars stimulate just one subdivision.
Well, in this case, the property is not in the comprehensive plan area for the town of Millsboro, so it's unincorporated Sussex County area, so it's basically not the town's business to solve this problem.
Right, but if we say we're going to put it in a sewer district, what are we going to do with the sewage if we don't get this agreement? What would be our options?
Well, we have spoken with the town of Millsboro, and they have given us terms of an agreement that we have incorporated into our proposed rates,
okay,
as far as connection fees and how much we would pay per 1,000 gallons.
Could this subdivision have contracted themselves with the
I don't
town
think they have the wherewithal to do that. I think we're representing their interest as much. We are, yes, it is going to be a county sewer district, but in effect, I think we're representing
in federal dollars interest. That we're going to stimulate Sussex County are going to come and help stimulate that one little, is that the proposal? I know it's not your idea, but this is where we're going with this?
We are trying to come up with the most cost-effective solution for these residents, and this is the best.
What about all the rest of the residents in Sussex County? I mean, we all need to be cost-effective, but just to target 30, 40, whatever people.
57.
57 people just seems absurd.
But at the same time,
I'm getting used to a lot of absurdities as I watch the news every night. But
at the same time, I think you've got a group of people out there that, you know, assume they bought into a situation where they were going to have wastewater service provided. And in effect, it's a failing system. It's a health hazard, and it's a significant problem for the community.
But if Millsboro, if we're going to contract with Millsboro, they're going to handle the sewage. Why don't they just annex it somehow and do it? I mean, we're getting
again,
into
it's
it, so
not
we
in
get
their comprehensive plan boundary.
Okay,
so
I hear all that, but
it's very similar. We just did the same thing for Gulf Village, you know.
Yeah, but it wasn't stimulus money.
True, it wasn't stimulus money.
I mean, yeah.
Very high priority for rural development. I do know that.
Yeah.
And it is not. It is still even with the stimulus money.
You guys, you can package it any way you want, but to me, it's
very expensive.
Mr. Baker has the floor.
All right.
Even though there is stimulus money and grants from USDA, it still is a very expensive system for the homeowners. It's the estimated average typical resident would pay $944. So with an agreement with the town of Millsboro at the town of Millsboro's out-of-town rates, it's still a pricey proposition.
Is that hooking up, Dave, or is that per year?
Per year.
Per year.
And today,
the hookup cost, you know?
I have that.
The impact fee is about $4,500, but we've got that included in the financing for the project, so they won't pay it. They won't actually pay a connection fee. It's incorporated into their annual rate.
$4,657.
The rest of us will pay for it somehow.
So we are bailing out a private company that helped develop this place. Saying they could provide sewer treatment
to
these people.
Basically, it's been turned over to the community now. Yeah. It's their responsibility. Any costs, any repairs, anything are all burdened on those 57 lots.
So they've gotten burdened by the failure of this company.
That's already been done.
And we're still approving development with private sewer systems in this county? Are we?
The regulations that govern this particular development 20 years or so ago are a lot different than today. Is that correct?
Well, the actual regulations that the sewer system designs, not a whole lot different. What you have now is the Public Service Commission that overlooks the rates that people would pay, and there are reserves required that the idea, the concept would be that now there are reserves required. Those reserves could be used to fix this system, but in effect, these people, okay, use those reserves to fix this system. Those folks would still have to reimburse. You know, they'd be paying for the fix either way.
How much are we paying? Because in Bay Colony Utilities, Inc., we had to buy the system, a failing system, and throw $1 million in. How much are we paying for this one?
In this system, we're not paying anything because the residents now own it. When we were involved with Bay Colony Utility Systems, Inc., still owned the system, and you are correct. They forced us to buy the failing system from them.
The difference there, Mike, and correct me if I'm wrong, when we bailed out that community and helped them, they paid the rates, whatever. They were pretty high, too, right?
They paid the rates, but they also got grants.
Got some grants, but some county grants, not anyway.
No, they got state and federal grants.
Did they get? But that hooked into a county sewer system.
That's correct.
We don't have any county sewer system anywhere near this. We're sitting out there. This is just a little isolated pocket. And my fear is we get a couple of these all over the county. I mean, it's stuff that we have to send our manpower out to. We have to manage. We have to look at the manholes. And it's going into Millsboro. We ought to let these people deal with Millsboro. It's not your issue, but I'm just saying, I'm just unloading here on you, and you happen to be in front of me. Right. Thank you very much. And Mr. Ashman's been, I've been able
glad
to reflect it off of him to you.
Well, you know, I guess we're trying to represent the residents' interest, because Millsboro's not going to step up and do anything.
Yeah,
it's just not going to happen.
Mr. Griffin.
Mr. Izzo, at what point will the agreement with the town of Millsboro be in place?
And to my way of thinking, we would want to execute it definitely before the referendum. That would, John has scheduled things out, and we could have the referendum sometime around mid to late June. So, and to my way of thinking, we need to have that agreement executed, and it would be contingent upon the referendum passing.
Yeah. Do you need that agreement in place in order to know what the rate structure is going to be?
They have quoted us rates. We actually have a draft agreement we've been kicking around between us and the town.
So is it possible to have that in place before the hearing to set the boundaries?
When is the hearing to set the boundaries, John?
If they approve my motion, it'll be April the 30th.
I would suspect not.
Let me, then it just seems, again, maybe we're putting the cart before the horse type of thing. Are we allowed to wait, or are we tied in now with the ordinance in X amount of days and all that kind of stuff that state law requires?
Once we establish the district boundary.
Have we done that?
No. We would have the public hearing in April, and then John would, you know, assuming everybody says, okay, this is affordable, this is what we want, we would have, you know, come in and make a recommendation to the county council. And from that point, we actually have 6 months before we have to have the referendum. But in this case, because we need to, you know, keep this project moving forward to meet the stimulus money requirements, we can't wait 6 months to have a referendum. We'll do it within 2 or 3 months.
One of my conservative friends says they don't like throwing money out a window, but if the federal government's going to throw it out of the window, we have a responsibility to get underneath and catch it. In this case, there is going to be a lot of jobs, a lot of economic activity inspired by this federal grant and stimulus money. And personally, I think it would be irresponsible for us to turn our nose up to it. The cards have been dealt, and we need to play with the hand that we've been dealt. Mr. Ashman, I guess it would be appropriate this time to allow you to read the motion. We'll see if there is support for allowing the hearing date to be set.
All right. Be it moved based on receipt of petition subject to pursuant to 9 LRC 6503, the Sussex County Council hereby sets a date of April 30th, 2009 for a public hearing on the boundaries of the proposed Woodlands of Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District.
Questions for Mr. Ashman before I ask for a motion? Mr. Ashman, this public hearing is open to anyone or just the members of that?
Anyone.
Anyone. Okay, so these concerns certainly could be aired at that public hearing, which I suspect will be covered by the press.
And we're all, my question would be then is we're doing this time just so we can tap into the stimulus money. What is the time frame on stimulus money? Because since we don't have a contract with Millsboro,
we have to have a contract awarded, a contract awarded and executed by a contractor by February 17, 2010. So 10 months from now, probably.
Is it possible that we would maybe write some kind of letter or encourage Millsboro before we, again, they may say no. What do we do if we adopt this? Well, let me ask you this. We go through all this, and Millsboro says, wait, we're at a capacity, we can't handle this. What do
well,
we do then?
They have assured us. Again, you know, we've been involved in meetings with the town. There was a large meeting attended.
What if that racetrack comes in there and that casino right. and all of a sudden that eats up all their... No, seriously, if that,
well,
that
we'll
all
be
eats
connected
up everything.
Ahead of the casino, I hope.
This is a fast-track project because of the stimulus money.
Yeah, we're actually pushing the referendum date as pretty much we feel as fast as we can in order to get design drawings done, get our construction contracts out.
Okay. Point of clarity, this is just simply to set a public hearing date on this to establish the boundaries. Could I get a motion from council, please?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and second to approve the motion read by Mr. Ashman to set the public hearing date to establish the boundaries for the Woodlands and Millsboro Sanitary Sewer District. Is there any further discussion? If not, I'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'm going to vote no because I think we're going down a path. That you're going to set a precedent for these isolated districts. It's not good for the county. It's not good for the engineering department. It's not good for our workload. It's not good for, and heck with stimulus money. We shouldn't be jumping through hoops for stimulus money. It's just it's a poorly, I think, construed project. This should be a Millsboro project. We shouldn't even be involved. No.
There's a great environmental concern here.
You tell them they got to take it in then.
Huh?
You tell Millsboro they got to annex them or something.
They should. If we don't do anything, they will. If we don't step into it, they will. They will.
Although, yes, there is an environmental concern that needs to be addressed here, and to simply look the other way would be irresponsible. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Jones?